guys, can I borrow your sarcophagus?
Oh, sure. It's in the garage right next to Salem's bike, which he begged for and never uses.
I told you, the seat pinches my cat hood.
Miles is directing a horror movie, and I agreed to produce it.
Oh, my. You're making a picture?
A movie.
Well, that's so exciting. Surely, the sarcophagus isn't the only thing you need from your aunties.
You're right. Do you have any lunch meat? Because we're holding auditions tomorrow, and I want to put out some snacks.
Let's go back to that word audition. Normally, I won't read for a part, but since Miles has never seen my work...
He can die a happy man.
Go ride your bike in traffic.
Again?
As much as I'd love to have your enormous talents in my movie, this is just a cheesy student film that is way beneath you.
Nicely done.
Sabrina, to a true thespian, no part is too small.
Or too cheesy. Oh, no! We can't do the movie!
Dang it!
We've been selected for Other Realm's scare duty.
Scare duty? That can't be. We just did scare duty 200 years ago.
Scare duty?
Witch equivalent of jury duty. The Other Realm randomly selects experienced witches to teach the younger generation how to scare people. Apparently, they didn't buy our excuse that we were fighting overseas.
Hey, you may not be starring in a horror movie, but at least you get to scare people.
Want to really scare people? Leave the house without your makeup. Doo-doo! It pinches! Pinches!
Oh! I think we dented his cat hood on that Chrysler. Oh, no. Don't tell me you're already obsessing over Halloween. It's just a lame holiday. Like Secretary's Day. What's the point? They have to order their own flowers.
This has nothing to do with Halloween. I'm making a picture.
I mean, a movie. It's gonna be a groundbreaking cinematic exploration of pure evil. With an upbeat musical number at the end.
You can put the lights behind the sofa and the camera goes to my room. So what'd you think of the changes I made to my script?
Brilliant. Adding the extra cheerleader really gives it emotional resonance.
Thanks. I thought we could shoot the new stabbing scene in your bedroom.
As in my bedroom? Forget about it. There's no way I'm letting a bunch of bad student actors invade my personal space.
I'm just the writer slash director. You'll have to take it up with my producer.
Oh, look, I can assure you that no damage will be done to you. Wait a minute. I know what this is about. How would you like to play a cheerleader?
Are you kidding? Who in their right mind would want to be in the blood of Mindy Adelman?
Okay, so I love the costume, but I have a question about my character. Can Mindy be spelled with two E's?
Can you turn around for us?
Can you show us your jugular vein, please?
Can you show us how you look dead?
Can you show us how you sing dead?
If I'm dead, why would I sing?
Next!
You're still casting? How hard can it be to find a decent cheerleader?
Rah, rah! Six, boom, bop! Go, team! You got the part!
I don't want the part.
Sorry. You should have thought about that before you gave such a brilliant audition.
I was pretty good, wasn't I? I guess all the years of making fun of cheerleaders is finally paying off.
So you'll do it?
Okay, but I don't do splits, pyramids, or the whole pom-pom thing.
Oh, no problem. I'll just have the writer rewrite it.
I will cut the splits. But I am married to the pom-poms.
Okay, we're ready for our first Prince of Darkness, Joe Fensterblau.
That's me.
Nice fangs.
Is there anything about the character you want to tell me before I start?
Nope, just dive right in.
Actually, I have one small direction. The vampire is an extremely conflicted character, grappling with inner turmoil. On the one hand, he sees Mindy as a delicate flower who could be his life partner. And on the other hand, he sees her as lunch. Go.
Mindy? Mindy? Adelman? When I look into your eyes, I see deep into your soul. I see hunger. I see passion.
I see we're running late. Thanks, Joe, for coming. You know, we'll get back to you.
Mindy. Mindy Adelman.
Next!
Mindy.
Next! Next!
Sabrina, there is no next. You just vetoed our last lead actor.
I had to. None of these guys seem like a real vampire.
Real vampire?
You know, as in the vampire who could do justice to your ingenious script.
So you're saying if I could somehow lower the quality of the writing, we could hire a mediocre actor?
No, I'm saying the role demands a professional.
How can we get a professional actor on a budget of $59?
I know. We could put an ad in the paper and hopefully there's some actor between jobs that needs the exposure.
Well, I suppose if we can't get one, I could play the part.
We'll get one.
Wait a minute. Listen to this. If assigned witches can teach an entire class to be scary in one session, they are forever relieved of scare duty. Paragraph 11.
I just fell in love with a paragraph. Zelly, you and I wrote the book on scaring people. Remember? Scaring People by Hilda and Zelda Spellman.
This would be a snack. We'll go tutor those little tykes, and then we will rush off to Sabrina's movie set to get ready for our close-ups.
Two words. Soft focus.
Two more words. Bon voyage.
Ow! When will I ever learn?
I pray we get a good response to our desperately seeking vampire ad.
Oh, we will, especially since we're offering free salami in the ad. I'm gonna go put these scripts on the porch.
Normally people just say, come in.
And I will, just as soon as I start breathing again. Come in.
Good evening. I'm Vladimir Kortinsky. I hope I'm not too early for the audition. I flew down the Transylvanian Turnpike. Literally.
I like it. Already in character. Did you get a chance to look at the script?
When I look into your eyes, I see deep into your soul. I see hunger. I see passion. Redemption and resurrection come. Let me feed on your beauty so we may live together forever.
Okay.
Miles?
Sabrina, I think we found our guy.
I know. Congratulations, Vlad. You got the job.
Thank you. I look forward to our next encounter.
Now that is one great actor.
And mind you, he gave that performance without even dipping into the free salami.
All right, class. Let's begin by me telling you a little bit about myself.
She's Zelda. I'm Hilda. We're going to teach you how to be scary, and then we're out of here.
Now, the first thing you need to learn about frightening others is the element of surprise.
Boo! Perhaps you didn't hear me. I said boo! Okay, I've warmed them up for you.
Let a legend show you how it's done.
Oh, God, my God, my God, my God, my God!
Legend, target of humiliation, it's a fine line.
In this scene, you and Roxy have come to check in your best friend, cheerleader number two. She's not home, so you decide to wait. It's warm in the apartment, so you start to remove your clothes.
Miles, that's not in the script. I'm talking to the producer. Sabrina, everybody keeps their clothes on, especially me, since I'm playing cheerleader number two. Oh, that must be our vampire.
Good evening.
Wow, you sound so familiar, but I can't place it.
Perhaps you've heard my voiceover work for KFC. We do chicken right. Blah.
Oh, that's it. Come on in.
Hey, Vlad. We're about to start the spaghetti dinner scene with a cheerleader's carbo load for the big game.
Yeah, you know, here, help yourself to some garlic bread. Do you have something against garlic bread?
Of course he does. He doesn't want garlic breath because he has a love scene coming.
Your stupid script gave me a paper cut. Now I'm bleeding.
Blood? Perhaps I can help.
Oh, I didn't know the paper cuts were that interesting.
They are to some of us.
Morgan, can I use your mirror?
Oh, I'm not finished.
Oh, well, you never are. But maybe Vladimir wants to check his makeup. Okay, time for a break.
We haven't started.
Well, sorry. Union rules. Morgan? Roxy? Miles? Have some garlic bread. I'll be right back.
By the way, I'll be playing Mindy with two E's.
All right, Mr. Vladimir Kortinsky. Let's see if there's any information about you on the Witch Wide Web.
I'm Vladimir Kortinsky. I've starred in over 47 Other Realm Dinner Theater productions, including Don't Drink the O Positive, Bloodsucking on the 23rd Floor, and Same Neck Next Year.
I know this guy. He's in all those beer commercials for Blood Light.
My special skills include juggling, rollerblading, southern accents, and feasting on the blood of mortals. I don't just play a vampire on TV. I am one.
I knew it!
You have such beautiful veins. I cannot wait to drink your blood.
You're a little devil.
Not exactly.
Oh, have some grog, bro, I insist!
Sabrina, stop pushing garlic bread at Vlad. Thanks to your union holiday, we're already behind schedule.
Well, we'll get started in a minute. Just as soon as I talk to Vladimir about our big scene. Alone.
What big scene?
Yeah, the vampire kills you within the first 5 seconds of the movie.
Oh, well, obviously you haven't read the rewrite.
So now she's a writer, too? I'll say it once. She's not getting anywhere near the editing room.
Okay, Vlad, I just downloaded your resume. I'm onto your big secret.
Okay, so I'm really not 22. What can I say? It's a youth-obsessed business.
Cut the quipping, Count. I know you're here to drink my roommate's blood.
I am a vampire. It's what I do. And there was an actor strike in the other realm, and I needed to work.
Well, buddy, you're messing with the wrong production, because I am a producer slash actress slash witch. And I'm going to zap you back to the coffin you crawled out of.
Apparently, you haven't realized that your witchy powers do not work on my kind. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a scene to do, and I'd really like to sink my teeth into it.
Why couldn't we have done a surfing movie?
Sally, we've been at this for hours, and we haven't made any headway with these little punks.
I don't understand. Maybe it just takes more to scare people today.
Hey, guys!
Oh! There goes that theory.
Sabrina, what are you doing here?
And who's winning the big game?
Oh, I have a major problem with the movie. We put an ad in the paper and a real vampire showed up to play the part.
Oh, and you need a beautiful leading lady to star opposite him.
No, I need to know how to stop a vampire from sucking someone's blood.
Well, Sabrina, the only way I know to stop a vampire is to drive a stake through his heart.
Me? I use a kebab skewer.
Miles? Morgan? Roxy? Vladimir!
Oh, my God, I'm too late.
Sabrina, Vladimir suggested we head over to the school and shoot the blood-sucking scene while everyone is still flesh. Oh, wait, that's fresh. Oh, Miles, we got to see the mayor ours. What am I doing? Get over there!
Cut! Sabrina, what are you doing? First you delayed the start of principal photography, and now you ruined the denouement of a pivotal scene.
I'm sorry, but we got way bigger problems than whatever that big French word was you just used. Where's Vladimir?
He's in Morgan somewhere rehearsing a scene.
Gotta go! It's just as well we're shooting it again. It doesn't really feel like my character would scream here.
Would you mind if the director does? Take 47! End action!
Here's the plan. Strength in numbers. On three, we charge them. One, two, three!
Get him!
Retreat! Retreat!
Oh, that's it. I've had enough. I am going home.
My sister, one of the scariest witches ever, is thinking of hanging up her broom. We just need to dig deep inside ourselves and remember what we're made of.
You go, girls!
We're back!
So what if he's an evil vampire? I'm not scared. Cracker in it. Two classrooms down, 30 more to go. Hopefully this guy has trouble finding a vein.
You are so beautiful and with such a lovely neck.
No, wait, stop. I want my best side to show for the camera, so could you bite me over here?
But of course. I'm nothing if not accommodating. Blah.
No! Spellman, do you trying to rehearse, and you're really cramping my style.
Well, excuse me, but I was just trying to stop Vladimir from sucking your blood. You can suck mine instead.
What?
Doesn't matter to me. I'm not a fussy drinker. It's fine with me.
Well, it matters to me. Well, it's not enough that you are the actor and producer. Now you have to be the star. Well, my director is going to hear about this.
How nice of you to sacrifice yourself to save your friend.
Yeah, well, let's get it over with.
Tasty. What is your blood type? I'd like to know whether to have you with fish or lamb.
How about with steak? I knew I should have gone with the kebab skewer. Gotta go. Oh, well, that didn't work out. Looking for me, Bat Boy? My HMO is paid up. Oh, look! Adams College was basketball league champion in 79. Isn't that cool? Marbled though. What the heck? Oh, I guess it's true what they say. Red meat can kill you.
Sabrina, where's Vladimir?
He just sort of vanished into thin air.
You drove him away. I told you, Miles. She's trying to destroy your film because you didn't cast her as the star. You're an evil cheerleader, Sabrina. Evil.
No, I can explain. Actually, no, I can't. Hi, honey.
Hello, sweetheart.
And Hilda and Zelda, what are you guys doing here?
We got our scare back, and now we're ready to be in your movie.
I won't be a problem, don't worry. I look good from any angle.
Look, I can't really talk about... Actually, I do have parts for you. Aunt Zelda, could you morph back into the monster? Aunt Hilda, you come with me.
Sabrina, how'd you get Vladimir to come back?
Let's just say, as producer, I had a big stake in it.
Background!
Booga, booga, booga! Booga, booga, booga!
Action!
When I look into your eyes, I see deep into your soul. I see hunger, I see passion. Resurrection and redemption, come. Let me feast on your beauty so we may live together forever.
And cut! Perfect! I've got to reload, then we'll go get it from the top.
Another take? That was perfect. I'm working for free here, and I've got the taste of Morgan's moisturizer in my mouth.
But you're going home a star.
Is there actually a movie here, or just 2 hours of ego tripping?
Oh, where's my name? Oh, there it is. Yay!
Well, if you like the credits, you're gonna love the finale.
I made a slight change in the editing room. The finale is now the opening.